It mentions that 144,000 people will be saved. Now, if you talk to what they call the testigos or Jehovah's Witness, they will tell you that that's all that's in heaven, 144,000. See, the problem with that is that's not what the text means. What the text, what the Bible actually means is that 12 times 12 times 100,000 is 144,000, and 12 is a good number, it's a big number. And 12 times 12 is a really big number. And 12 times 12 times 100,000 is a huge number. So the Lord is promising us that there will be a huge number in heaven. Thank God. But now to temper that a little bit, think of the consecration that we say now. It's a little different than we used to say. The Pope had asked all of us, all the countries, to change the words of consecration so that it was right. He said, because we've been saying it 40 years wrong. You'll notice when it says that about the blood which will be poured out for you and for, we used to say for all. We now say for many. And the Pope explains that, and the Church has always explained that, because that's the words of Christ. You know, we're not making that up and saying, well, we're going to start limiting what God wants. God is the judge, and he's the one who said for many. Now, what he means, Jesus, and this is what the Church teaches us, so this is not coming from me. What he means by this will be poured out for you and for many is that salvation is offered to all. It is offered to the millions and billions and billions of people, more than the 144,000, and it's offered to every single human being that ever lived and ever shall live. But not everyone is guaranteed that salvation. Not everyone is guaranteed that they will be able to be saved. Now that doesn't mean that God is picking and choosing. What that does mean is that there may be some people who say, no, I do not want God's love in my life. I do not want to be saved. I do not want to be with God in heaven. And if they say that, they won't be in heaven. And they won't be saints. So that line, every time you see that now, remember that, where it says, for you and poured out for you and for many. God's salvation is offered to all, but only the many will be able to accept it. Now, who are those many? Well, what is, how it happens? I said this a couple of times in the last few weeks. We as human beings are composed of body and soul. This is the process. This is how it works. At the end of our life, we die. Now the death, I can, in my own mind, I define it as the moment when the body can no longer support the soul. Either through an accident, or illness, or just such a severe old age that the body just cannot any longer support the soul, and so the soul leaves the body. If you have ever been at the deathbed of a person, at that very last moment, after the death rattle and everything, you hear an audible, maybe not every time, but the times that I've been there, you hear an audible, and then that's it. The heart stops, the lungs stop, the blood no longer is coursing through the body, it begins to turn to powder, and the body goes down to room temperature. What was there before that last was the soul. Now the soul is the principle of our identity. The soul is what gets the lungs going and the heart going and the blood moving and the mind, the brain cells. It's the soul that gives the brain cells what's going on. I am sure that if you compared two mammals' brains, you could probably say, well, the cell structure is pretty much the same. It's the soul that makes the difference. And that soul then leaves the body as the body goes down to room temperature, and it goes immediately to what we call the particular judgment. The particular judgment now is God will judge that person on the merits of their life. If they were spectacularly holy, that person will be brought immediately into heaven. If they were spectacularly and irredeemably evil, God will send them immediately to hell. Both most of us will probably end up, I think, in purgatory. And we can talk about purgatory on November 2nd. But you could say that everybody that's in purgatory is a saint, with all the rest of the saints in heaven. And God will reward us for the way we cooperated with Him in His grace, so that heaven is a place, in a certain sense, it's a place where we will be able to enjoy the presence of God forever. Everything else in our lives that ever made us happy, ever made us whole, ever made us holy, anything that we ever experienced in this life is recapitulated. It's like fulfilled in heaven. That's how great heaven is. People say, oh, heaven must be boring. Were you ever really happy? And did you not wish that happiness not to end? So how could being happy deeply, profoundly, how could that ever be something that you would want to find boring? It won't be. It will be continually forever an excitement, a delight, a thrill to be in the presence of the God who created the universe and loves us beyond all telling. That's what heaven is. Now that's only part of this, shall we say, this salvation, because at the end of the world, that soul has to be brought back to the body, because we are not angels, you know, in a very literal sense. We are human beings, and that means we have a soul and a body. God will bring back from the dead those bodies that have been lying in the graves and the cemeteries. He'll bring back the ashes. He will bring back the bodies buried at sea. He'll bring back everything. If he could create the universe out of nothing, he can do that, I'm sure. And he'll bring those souls back to their bodies so that at the very end of the world will all be changed, and we shall all be changed in an instant, in the twinkling of an eye, as it says in the scriptures, and we shall all be changed. And there will be, with our bodies, perfect health, perfect happiness, and we'll be able to see with the eyes of our bodies, our mothers, our fathers, our grandparents, our brothers and sisters, our ancestors, who we never even knew. We'll be able to talk to them as we do as humans do. This can it can be nothing less than the most. Heaven must be that which focuses us. I say this all the time at funerals, but I mean it. If we, going through this life, focus on the next life, trying to get to heaven, trying to be good here, then this life itself will be fulfilled, and this life itself will be happy. A long, long time ago, a priest I heard. He said to a kid, he says, you want to be a saint? No, I don't want to be a saint. Because he figured being a saint was he couldn't have any fun. Well, I don't know what fun he was looking for. But the father said, if you don't want to be a saint, then that means you don't want to go to heaven. And every one of us must want to go to heaven. Because that then will help us live our lives on earth. What a beautiful irony that is, that we live our lives best on earth when we have our eyes focused on being saints in heaven. And to be with all the saints, what a great, great thing. So today, on this feast of all the saints in heaven, let us thank God for having given us existence, for giving us our life, for giving us our souls, and for giving us the chance to get to heaven to be a saint for all eternity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.